What's up, everybody? I know you see me, your boy Stephen A. Smith. I'm here in studio and all of that. You know, I got Stephen A. Smith show. I got Straight Shooter with Stephen A., which is non-sports, politics, all of this other stuff. But, you know, I got something else, too, because, I mean, look, when somebody bugs you enough, it gets on your last damn nerves, and then they take over your life. They do all of these damn things. They steal your glasses. You know, they do everything. They do everything. You might as well say the hell with it. Give them some time in front of the camera since I'm here in studio any damn way. And that's why, you know, I have my moments with my nephew, who y'all all clamor for. Oh, Lord. Nephew Josh. What's up, man?
What's up? Happy birthday, man. You going
What's up, man?
You gonna answer my text?
I saw the damn text.
Hey.
Well, why should I answer it? Did you want me to answer this? Do you want me to say what I really want to say about your request?
I mean, I was trying to get you a gift. You tell him now. You don't ruin it.
He was trying to get me a gift, ladies and gentlemen, asking me for $1,500 so he could use the money to go and get a gift instead of spending his own damn money. That's what he was trying to do. He tried to buy me a birthday gift, but he wanted my money to do it. That's what the hell you were doing.
Yeah, me and Samantha the same. We had a conversation before back there in the hallway.
What you mean y'all the same?
She do the same thing. She buys you stuff with your money. Why can't I? I was here first.
Well, you were here first, but you're not my daughter. You're my nephew. You're my sister Arlene's. You understand what I'm saying? You're not, you know, I have to deal with her. And by the way, I'm about to cut her ass off too. Mm-hmm. You know, so I can't take more. The daughter thing is just driving me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all get me. And then they get around you, mm-hmm. and they show that they like want to one up you. They're like, we're more like Josh than Josh.
You see that? But the reason that they're not though is because.
Well, first of all, they're girls.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they're girls. You're a man. You're a young man.
But I still put in my work though.
What work?
What you mean, what work?
What work? What work? When have you worked?
First of all, I got a lawyer, you know, to deal with my all of my situations and stuff. And the lawyer had told me it was like a threat. You could sue for a threat. Did you know that?
What situations are you talking about?
Griff, cut to the video.
No, I will whip your ass right here over this area. You ain't gonna talk about my sister. Now you crossing the line. Listen, just because you of age don't mean as your uncle I won't get up this chair and whip your ass.
I will whip plural now.
You gonna get your ass kicked on a Friday?
You serious?
I'm serious.
I'm gonna whip your ass.
What's that? So you got me on the record saying I'm gonna whip your ass in videos. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying according to the footage, I've ignored money that was on the table. I could take advantage like some of these you know, I could say me too when it comes to being threatened and stuff like that. So
you're talking about suing your uncle? That's what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about not suing you.
You're talking about not suing me, and because you haven't sued me, you passing up money because you could have easily sued me.
That's what I'm saying. You don't see it like that?
You lost your damn mind. You know what? I got. Come here, man. Come here. I got help. I'm not taking this from you. I'm not taking this from you. You know what? I mean, she's right here, so I might as well. Hello.
Hi.
You know, she just woke up. Are you just going to let your cousin talk about your daddy like that?
If you sue, do I get some of the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I'm going to take you. You know that. Mm-hmm. Third generation beggar. What happened?
I can't believe what I'm just experiencing. So my own daughter is willing to turn against me. My nephew, you understand what I'm saying? The son that I never had. You're willing to turn against me. What happened to family loyalty?
Between the both of us, we've been to 8 Breezy Bowls, and that's the Chris Brown concert. I don't know how much of hers you paid for, but you know, I got the card, so I don't even count no more.
You went to the Chris Brown concert?
Yeah, 8 of them.
Yo, let me ask you this, bro. Let me ask you this. Nephew, is Chris Brown the greatest entertainer you've ever seen?
Yeah. Yep.
So you think Tank was right when he came on the show last year and he said that Chris Brown was better than Michael Jackson?
Yep. And I'm old enough to remember Mike. And I remember people crying at concerts, but I don't remember gangsta rappers crying at concerts and repeating their songs like at Chris Brown's show.
Gangsta rap gangster rappers were crying at Chris Brown concert. What song were they crying over, Josh? Because I know you're full of it. I know you're full of it. What song were they crying over? I mean, Chris Brown is that dude. The brother's spectacular. No doubt about it. He might be, I think he's the greatest entertainer in the world today. I really feel that way. But, you know, and yes, Samantha has told me that many, many times, giving her credit, because you know she got to have her credit.
And you're trying to say today, like you're trying to say he's not the best all time. Who you got?
Michael Jackson.
That's the easy. Can you give me somebody else?
No. That's the only thing I'm saying. Because okay. I don't think, Michael Jackson and Prince are the only two people that I could come up with. Bruno Mars is big time too now. Bruno Mars is big time too, but I'm not going to say he's better than Chris Brown. But Bruno Mars is big time.
Yeah, but it's just levels. I got Chris Brown all the way up there. Like I said, he does his own tattoos. It's just different when it comes to talent and stuff like that. Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson, but are you dunking in NBA celebrity games and stuff like that? Like Chris Brown just do it all.
I gotta go see him.
Gotta see it.
I know. You know, his last show is like in Alabama or something. I don't have time to get there. Well, and
you're going
I don't
to Alabama
want...
though.
Huh?
You're not going to Alabama? HBCU?
Not anytime. Oh, yeah, I am going to Alabama. Alabama. I know that. In a few weeks. I might have the time, man. I might have to.
The best thing about Chris Brown's show is on.
You want to go? You want to come with me?
You went six times. I went two.
You gonna bring a girl?
You want my daughter, Josh?
I'm just saying, the thing about Chris Brown's show is that it's only one Chris Brown. So even if he does all the meet and greets and he leaves with 10, it's still thousands there left looking to.
What the hell are you talking about?
Never mind, Samantha's here.
Exactly. Yeah, your head detective. I just want to slap you upside your head some damn time. That is not a subject to bring up about around your little cousin, who's my daughter.
That's why we got to practice before we mess shows like that.
What are you looking at right now? What you got your cards on? What's that about?
Oh, yeah. No, I got topics.
Go ahead.
Taking tweets?
Go ahead.
Griff, the tweets. Got Samantha here. We might as well. Who are your top five NBA MVPs since 2000?
Why don't you tell me? You'd want to answer it. I'm not giving my answers.
All right, so at five, I got Russ 2017. He averaged a triple-double. At the time, that was like an unknown thing, so we got to give him that.
Okay.
Derrick Rose, that's the youngest MVP, so I got to have him in there. Kobe 2008, that's Beam. AI 2001, I show appreciation to undersized MVPs. And number one is Steph 2016 because nobody else got a first place vote.
Okay. I like that. So you ain't got LeBron James 2009, 2010 back to back MVPs or 2012?
Nah.
You know who I have?
Who?
Derrick Rose got to be in there.
Derrick Rose got to be in there
2011. Mm-hmm. You have him on your top five list?
Yeah, he's right there.
What do you mean right there?
Derrick Rose is number four. Okay. Yeah, you missed my graphic?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Man, I told y'all it's my show. Go ahead.
Derrick Rose, okay. Mm-hmm. You pick one Steph Curry, 2015, 2016.
Unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? I can't disagree with you.
That's what I'm saying. I can't
disagree with you. Is that the order you got it in?
That's the order. Steph Curry is from top to he's one.
I don't know. I think I would put Derrick Rose ahead of Kobe Bryant on that MVP list, the top five. I put Kobe Bryant at four. Why would you take Westbrook off the list? And they can't hear you, sweetheart, so because you walked away. Take Westbrook off. No, I'm not taking Russell Westbrook off. He averaged a triple-double.
Yeah.
He averaged a triple-double. Basketball, you know, you're not that strong yet. So just calm down. Okay. All right. Okay. What's your next tweet, man? All right. I'm going to go with you.
Next tweet.
All right.
Who would win a fight, Mike Vrabel or Dan Campbell?
I'd say Dan Campbell.
I got Dan Campbell. He looked like Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Goldberg, and all of them.
He looked like Goldberg.
Yeah.
He looked like Goldberg.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
him. Vrabel looks like Steve Austin.
Right.
He looked like Goldberg.
So that one was easy. We both got Dan Campbell.
We agree with that one. What you got next? Alex Antetokounmpo.
What do you think about Alex Antetokounmpo going to?
Why is he on the team before Russell Westbrook got on the team?
Right.
That's
I think that's the power of Giannis, top 10 players ever.
Could be, but I think it's more byproduct of Russell Westbrook and you know, the performance in the playoffs because he struggled shooting from the field, combined with the fact that, you know, he's a rough rider. He's going to do things his way. He's stubborn and stuff like that. And when you're an NBA team, you do get to a point if you don't have to deal with stuff like that, you don't want to.
Right.
And, you know, and Russell Westbrook is a future Hall of Famer, you know, but in the same breath, you know, I thought he did a good job in Denver for the most part. Mm-hmm. I thought he damn sure did a good job with the Clippers. So I give him respect where it's due. And I think Russell Westbrook always goes at 100 miles per hour, never has cheated the game. But I think his biggest problem is that, again, the stubbornness and the lack of shooting ability from the perimeter. He's not a perimeter shooter.
So with that last play on the bench, you wouldn't have took him on the Knicks?
I wouldn't say no to Russell Westbrook on the New York Knicks because I love his fire.
Yeah.
I love his fire, you know, so I would take a chance on him. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I would too.
All right.
Next tweet.
Last tweet. Let me see what you got.
My wife's boyfriend convinced my kids to slash my tire.
How should I respond? My wife's boyfriend.
Well, first of
convinced
all, what kids?
My wife's boyfriend convinced my kids to slash my tire.
What kids? Ain't no kids. Ain't no family. Ain't no nothing after that.
So let me ask you this question, because that's betrayal, wouldn't you say? I mean, the kids to slash their own father's tire in favor of the boyfriend. So in other words, you did what the mom's boyfriend asked you to do instead of what the dad would want you to do. You slash your own dad's tire in favor of the boyfriend. Let me ask you this question, Josh. If that's betrayal, how is that different from you and Samantha spending my money? Or talking about how, you know what, you would take advantage or whatever. I mean, how does that differ?
See, that's what you do. You always overlook the first level of disrespect. It said my wife's boyfriend, which means the woman is cheating. And you never get on them about that. Talk to your dad.
Ultimately, my dad's money is mine. And I think that that's the difference between Josh and I that a lot of people get mixed up. We're just on two completely different levels because I'm entitled to everything he has. Josh is stealing from me, but I'm just like inheriting what's rightfully mine.
See, I was here when the money was being generated. You got here when it was already here. Sandbox stuff. Can you tell her we was poor together? Right. Born rich.
I was born. Josh didn't matter. He was on the come up.
Right.
He was on the come up because I was uplifting him because I was getting successful. I wasn't at the point that I'm at now, but I was climbing. We weren't poor together.
Yup.
I was poor without you.
Yup. Tell him.
This is crazy. You know what? I got a story that I think I'm going to say, but I remember 2007. It's in the book. He said it himself. When he was fired, I had to move to the basement, and he got my room.
That's a lie.
No, it's not
a
lie. You wasn't even born yet. What year was you born?
That's a lie. She was born in 2008.
She wasn't even here yet.
That's right. But that's
the
a
recession
lie.
Was 07. Y'all remember?
Look at where he's lying.
The details
he's
is in the book.
I have my house in Jersey. Okay, that's a lie.
You still was coming over. You sad and stuff.
I was coming over
exactly.
To eat grandma's cooking.
You,
now, you didn't have to move
I
in
was
the basement.
Picking up, I was picking up his spirits, telling him to go. I'm like, yo, go out and do your interview. You still Stephen A? And now
Josh,
here we are.
You have not been
here we
through
are. You wasn't here.
Josh
wasn't
has
here.
Not been through it, regardless,
saying?
Contrary to popular belief. He's fine. Look at what he's wearing. Look at his outfit. Griff, look at his outfit, please. Look at that.
She's not even a Knicks fan. What happened with that?
Her mother.
Her mom?
Yeah. He likes this. He likes the Sixers too.
Not as much as I like the Knicks.
Sixers.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you ain't the show on that one.
I just don't know what's in store for me.
Now, everybody from the Stephen A. branch, because where who you know was on top of it as far as raising. This is what you got to deal with in the world. It's your fault. Luckily, he have more kids. It's only a few of us. Happy birthday, though. You ain't even tell him happy birthday on it.
Goodbye. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy 60th.
58.
We estimating.
Estimate. All right, Mr. 40.